Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you a bit unsure on what the right habits are for you? Well, today we're going to cover what the right ones may be for you and how these can enhance the quality of your life. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. Okay, so we hear things all the time like you should meditate, you should journal, you should exercise, you should be mindful, you should read. Now, I personally do all of those. I make sure I do them on a regular basis, pretty much every day. But what's right for you and what should we do? And you'll hear different people have different routines. So someone might do an hour's meditation in the morning. Someone else might like to exercise for an hour and a half. It all varies. Now, personally for me, I used to exercise for an hour and a half in the morning, which was good, but I found it more beneficial at lunch eventually. And when I was doing it in the morning, I realized all the challenging things and the hard work I had to do were just getting delayed more and more into the day. So that's why I thought breaking up the day with exercise was better. But really, I started to take an approach and step back and think, what do I really need to do? What is an absolute must habit for me each day? And how do you decide yours? Well, you decide what you must do every day by deciding where you want to go and how you want to feel. So your habits need to support you. Now, when I say a must habit, that's really a non-negotiable, something you absolutely have to be doing each day for yourself that's going to help your mood or going to help you move towards your goals. So I'll give you an example from my own life. So for me, I spend an hour usually looking at the stock market, the finance and my finances, because I'd advise anyone to kind of not necessarily go in the stock markets, but look at your finances every day because you need to be on top of them. And, you know, if you're not on top of your finances, that's going to roll over into many challenges in your life. So looking at my finances is something I do. Social media work, copywriting, really important skills I need. But I speak every single day. So is it quite a good idea for me to practice speaking every day? Yes, it is. And this is something I'd advise everyone else to do as well. You don't have to be an international speaker. You don't have to be a podcaster or YouTuber. You could be an introvert. You know, there's extroverts, introverts. And how much we like to be surrounded by people is going to vary. However, how many days in a week do you have to speak to another person? Probably 7. So therefore, doesn't that make it quite a good thing to get good at? You'd have to spend half an hour trying to get good in front of the mirror like I do every day. And obviously, I've still got work to do, but it's an ongoing habit. But practicing speaking every day is really, really going to help you. So that's just an example from my own life, but that's just one I was suggesting that you do and everyone does, because we all need to speak. Not texting, that's not real communication. And then the next one is writing. So I'll spend half an hour writing pretty much every day, getting down things out of my head onto paper. Just writing, because when I write, it really helps me go towards my goals of becoming a writer and improving my ability as a writer. And look at my coaching questions and my coaching style, because to be a good coach, I need to be able to ask the right questions and use a range of tools. So that's something I do every single day. And something else I do sometimes when I'm in the dating scene is I make sure I have a habit of reviewing how I can be a better guy, how, you know, not looking up like cheesy chat up lines on the internet, but looking at genuine good material. I'd recommend Apollonia Ponti if you're a guy listening to this and you're wanting to improve your dating or relationship abilities. But I'll review that kind of stuff just to make me a better man and help me understand women a little bit more. So I thought I'd just share that one. But those are some of the habits I use. So for you, what is it you want to achieve? I want to get good at writing. I want to get good in my dating life. I want to get good at speaking. I want to get good with my finances. I want to be as good as possible in business. So I look at things like my website, copywriting, social media and things like that. And some of these things I'm better at than others, but these are things I've identified as really, really important for me. And there's obviously other things. But what are your must habits? Think about that. And really, really make sure you're consciously picking out what your habits should be, because if we don't stay on top of them, then we get caught in autopilot mode and we get caught in habits that don't always serve us. So make sure you're doing things that serve you and help you get towards that feeling good and towards your goals. And how's this linked to confidence? Well, the more you do something, the more confident you'll become in it. So make sure you're doing the right things. And this is just one example of what I talk about in my latest book, The Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset, and your habits and how important habits are in helping you develop good self-esteem and confidence. So if you want to look at that, if you want to look at overcoming imposter syndrome, overcoming the fear of rejection and help you when worrying about what others think, it's important to get the right habits in place. And these are areas I talk about in my latest book, which is an audiobook. So if you're more of a listener, which you probably are, if you're listening to this podcast, you can get that audiobook on Amazon. I will leave the description in the link below. So thank you so much for listening today. If you have appreciated this episode, please be sure to share it with friends and family and give this a rating. Thank you very much if you have. It's just the more ratings and the more shares we can do, the more people together we can help reach and help people take back control of their self-esteem and confidence. I really value you. And remember, improve your self-esteem, you improve the lives of others.